AP News.
I'm Ed Donahue. The Government Accountability Office says the White House violated federal law in withholding security assistance to Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this reminds her of a slogan she saw on a grade school wall.
What a tangled web we weave when we first practice to deceive. You see this more and more and more in all of this, this tangled web to deceive that the administration is engaged in.
Pelosi also points out the timing of this report as the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump is about to get started.
This reinforces, again, the need for documents and eyewitnesses in the Senate.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate exists to prevent things that the House from falling victim to daily partisanship.
So that we can put aside animal reflexes and animosities and coolly consider how to best serve our country in the long run. So that we can break factional fevers before they jeopardize the core institutions of our government.
There'll be a formal reading of the charges by House prosecutors, followed by the arrival at the Capitol of Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, who will swear in all 100 senators as jurors for only the third impeachment trial in U.S. history. Sources say the Taliban gave the U.S. envoy their offer for a temporary ceasefire in Afghanistan that would last between 7 and 10 days. China's government welcomed an interim trade deal with the U.S. and said the two sides still need to address each other's core concerns. Police say a recently suspended high school student in Abilene, Texas, stabbed two of his classmates this morning before fleeing campus. The conditions of the two people stabbed are unknown. Some rural mountain roads around Seattle have reopened. Winter storms have brought several feet of snow to parts of Washington, and that storm system is now moving east. This is AP News. Retail sales rose last month, a sign holiday shoppers were in a giving mood.
Holiday shopping got off to a slow start, with November sales actually dropping. But sales rebounded in December. The Commerce Department says retail sales were up 0.3% overall, and 0.5% when auto dealers and gas stations are taken out of the picture. Doing well were electronics and appliance stores, home and garden centers, grocery stores, and clothing shops. Department stores, however, reported a sharp 0.8% drop in sales, the second straight monthly decline as Americans appear to be avoiding older chains. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A dog in North Carolina gave birth to a bright green puppy who's been named Hulk. The reason for the green color isn't related to anything like gamma rays. Experts say liquid from inside the dog's stomach likely stained her puppy's white fur during pregnancy. Regular daily baths are expected to wear out that puppy's green fur in a few weeks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.